everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. Get ready for some lively discussion.
It's time.
It's Dora. Let's talk with Dora.
Let's talk about it.
It's Dora.
Come on, y'all, let's talk about it.
Let's talk with Dora.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm still your host, Dora Sherry. Tonight's guest is Joanne Joyner Kistler. She is the owner of Breath of Energia Healing. And I'm so excited to find out all about what that is and what the unique technique she has for helping women improve their lives and healing. So please help me welcome Joanne.
Hi, thanks for having
me. Hi, Joanne.
How are you?
Oh my gosh, I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Okay, we all want to know, what is Breath of Energia Healing, and what amazing things are you doing with that?
Breath of Energia Healing is, it was born out of a lifetime of myself going through challenges, growing up in a dysfunctional family, and having to be an adult before I was ready to be an adult. And you know, it's like I feel like God has taken me on this journey, and if I hadn't been dropped into that family, I wouldn't be who the person is sitting before you today. I think we all have a purpose, we all have a meaning in life, and you know, unless we heal the stuff that no longer serves us, we're not able to serve Heavenly Father and shine our lights in the world as women. And so Breath of Energia Healing is about recognizing the importance of the breath, because as we get older, we don't breathe as deeply as we did when we were younger. And it shuts down our light when we don't breathe deeply. It's important to breathe energy into our chakras. They're different energy centers on our body. And in fact, animals are very sensitive to that, the energy flowing in the chakras. And so I work with women to help them heal all of the energy that has pulled them through this life and pretty much dragged them through mud and back, so that they can live their greater purpose.
Wonderful. What a wonderful thing you're doing. We're going to get back to that. But first, I want to ask you about another career you had. You didn't always do this. Weren't you a model and an actress in LA?
Yes. I worked in the tech world when I lived in California, in Silicon Valley, many, many moons ago. It's like a lifetime ago. And I did modeling in San Francisco. And I did some acting, but that whole world is just very dog eat dog, if I can put it that way. And it's just a different breed of people, and it just wasn't the soul of who I needed to be in this life. And so I walked away from it, and took another journey.
A journey to Tennessee, to Memphis,
yes.
To be exact.
Yes. Well, okay. My mother in October of 99 was diagnosed with cancer, and I was flying back and forth from Los Angeles to Savannah, Georgia, where I grew up. And, you know, it took a toll on me. And so I ended up, a job opportunity opened up for my husband in Memphis, Tennessee, to put us closer so that I could help. And that's how we ended up in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow, that's wonderful. You were able to help your family. Now, your husband, am I correct in saying you have your own private famous chef?
That's like, you know, people think, oh, you're married to a chef, you must eat really well. And I say, yeah. That's when I cook it. Because, you know, the hospitality and the culinary world, you know, their jobs are 24/7, like doctors and lawyers and people of those careers. And so, you know, I don't have the heart to ask him to do a lot of cooking on his days off.
Yeah, like taking a busman's holiday. You don't want to drive a bus for a living and then drive it on a holiday.
Right, right. But, you know, chefs and people in that whole world, they work on holidays. So they really don't get to experience it like, you know, everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. And I think their favorite thing, I had a relationship with a famous chef for a couple of years. And it's amazing just how wonderful that is to be able to just sit down and eat that delicious meal. And he always said he loved that I savored every bite. Right. I didn't just sit down, I savored it.
Well, so it's truly an art form, you know, it's a very creative process. You know, how this herb or that spice or reducing these bones in and making a stock and all of that, how you build the levels of flavor in the food and how all that transpires. People have no clue what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, gosh, no. Now, I'm not the only one in Memphis. Is your son in law school in Memphis?
My son is in law school, and he happens to be in Houston, Texas. And he's going through studying right now and preparing to start the exams next week. And he will, after the first 2 weeks of May, will finish his first year of law school. So he'll have two more years of law school. And, you know, it's tough, but he's a strong young man and I reared him to be such. And, you know, that's how we get through this life, is to help each other connect the dots of this life and be strong. You know, when someone else is falling down or faltering, then, you know, we have to be the strength for them, as well as when we're falling and faltering, you know, have a good tribe around you to help lift you up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of that, let's get back to the healing technique that you do. Now, how does that help women go from, what do they call it? You called it from a reactor to a conscious creator of their own lives. I love that.
Yes. So, you know, many of us go through life and some of us, you know, go through hiccups sometimes. I call it hiccups where we have challenges. You know, I try to keep it as positive as possible. Because, you know, the moment you take off and go on a path of negativity, it will just keep pulling you further and further into the abyss. So I tell people, don't call it a problem, call it a challenge, because problems, everybody are drowning in them. And you will keep drowning in them. Now, if you keep it light and airy and free, it's more like a challenge. Challenges, we can rise above. So anyway, I tell people, it's when you remove the button, because there's always going to be somebody in this life or in society or in this world, whether it's the media, whether it's the news channel, there's always going to be something that's going to push our button.
Yeah.
Well, what I do when I work with clients, when I'm either doing spiritual life coaching or helping them heal from, you know, things that have happened in their lives, whether it's divorce, whether it's trauma as a child, sometimes their situation is such, when I pick up the energy, some of the challenges that they're faced with goes all the way back to in utero, when they were in the mother's womb. And, you know, all of that energy is stuck and they have no clue that they've experienced anything in utero. And that's what we work on. We work on healing the things that have happened all the way back to that time, because as an embryo and as when you're in the mother's womb, you're picking up the energy from the mother, and whatever place, whatever mindset, whatever the mother was going through at the time, whether she was happy, sad, depressed, anxiety, whatever it is, you know, mothers and women do not realize that that baby is picking up that energy.
That's right.
And, you know, many times so many people are stuck with a certain challenge in life and they have no clue from where it came from. So we have to go deep and figure that out so that they rise to a higher state of awareness and consciousness of where this happened, how this happened, and what they can do to heal from it so that they can unlock from where they're blocked to move forward.
Yeah, because that stuff stays inside of us. I lost my son in 1990 when he was 18, and I didn't even realize I hadn't grieved his death for like 30 years.
You know, my goodness.
It held it all inside, and I was an opioid addict too. So there you go. You know, I'll show you how those things, and I was born in stress. So it came naturally to me. You know, I hate the word naturally because that shouldn't be natural. Babies should be born in peace and love and happiness, but
it
doesn't always work that way, does it?
Well, since you mentioned about the opioid and the drug thing, what happens also is when someone has been dealing with drugs or alcohol, what it does is in those moments from where you became stuck with that energy, you don't grow, you don't progress, you don't mature. And so all of that energy has to be peeled away. You know, it's like taking an onion and you see the brown skin on the outside of the onion. So the brown skin represents the physical body. And until you start peeling away those layers of from what's happened to the outside shell of us, you're never going to get to the light that shines within. And it's important to do the work. You can't look outside yourself at anybody else. You have to go within. No. Say, okay, why am I going through this? What has happened? What is this moment trying to teach me? How can I move forward from this experience? And prayer is a very powerful way to do that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I totally believe in the power of prayer my entire life. I wouldn't have made it without it, Joanne.
Same here. Same here. You know, it's important. And, you know, people need to move out of being in the victim mode and move into the survival mode. It's important to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say I'm nobody's victim. I'm just a product of challenges, like you said, and lessons and growth.
And, you know, we will always be a work in progress throughout our lives. Until we take that last breath, it's up to each one of us to shift and change and morph into where God needs us to be as we continue to climb our mountain until one day it's time to return home.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Something that I wanted to ask you about, what is a soul map?
So a soul map is where I work with women to uncover the things, not only from this lifetime, but from the lifetimes from their ancestors, because a lot of the challenges from families are generational. Mm-hmm. And they come so far back that we have no clue because we didn't know them. We didn't know our great-grandparents. We didn't know our great-great-grandparents and so forth and so on back. And so this map takes them from where they are in life. And it addresses some of the issues that have popped up from the previous generations that is ancestral. So that we're not only healing ourselves, we're healing the energy from them as well. We're forgiving them. We're moving forward. We're saying, hey, if I hadn't gone through this, I wouldn't have this life lesson.
Yeah.
I would not know this. I would not be able to help someone else that is going through those challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. That's you were talking about peeling away the layers of an onion. When I started writing my book, Reflections of an Angel, like I said, I never really didn't realize I never really grieved my son's death. And wow, what an eye opener it was. When I went back and tracked my history, it was so eye opening. So when we go back and track our ancestors' history, history repeats itself. It really does. So we can see a lot of those. When we see the patterns, then we can start to break them. But until we see that, you know, we're blind. We're blind.
Most of us have no clue. And as the scientific world likes to say, it's in the DNA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It comes through. You know, it may skip a couple of generations, but somewhere along the line, you know, some of us are having challenges that, you know, it's from an ancestor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So many things are inherited. Like in my personal experience, my writing, for example, I never realized my father was a writer and a storyteller. He was a minister. He had to write sermons all the time and tell those stories. My older sister has a book. She was an author. My niece is an author. My son, before he died, won all kinds of awards for his poems and writing and stuff. Wow. So, you know, it just my little example shows you how things are inherited. And we don't even realize it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever have any opportunity to look at some of the photos of your ancestors and you see, oh, well, that's where I got my square face for. Oh, that's where I got my eyes from. And you really can see from the different generations where pieces of you have come through from those other individuals that lived before we even came here.
Yeah, from my Irish grandpa on my dad's side to my Cherokee Indian grandmother. These thank you, Grandma. Yes, very obvious when I look at that.
Right.
You're taking this program into the corporate world, aren't you? Doing corporate workshops?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, please.
So, well, you know, stress and anxiety happens across the board. It's not just in our personal and private lives. It happens in the workplace. And so the workshops that I teach for that are to help balance out the management and the employees, because you have stresses for the management side that is dealing with the CEOs and the corporate side. And then you have the hourly or the individuals working beneath the managers. And it takes them into understanding the plight of each other's positions and respecting each other. You know, so often we don't respect each other. And, you know, maybe the manager had you know, a fight with his wife, or he had a fight with her husband, or they're having, you know, chaos going at home with the children, or this is happening, or that's happening, or that child's going through being bullied, or whatever the circumstance or situation is. And I bring all sides together. And, you know, when you remove the labels of your title and you just look at the person as a human being.
Yeah.
And as someone, as your brother or your sister, you know, that changes the whole dynamic from how we look at each other, instead of looking at each other from a title or looking at each other as, well, what kind of car do you have? Well, what kind of home do you live in? If we remove all of that superficial stuff and we look at this person as a soul, as a light being, and you remove the outside shell, how can you look at that person and see anything other than someone you should love and have kindness and respect and compassion for? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We never know, like you said, what someone's going through. And if we can just and have an ounce of empathy and just try to put ourselves in their shoes, you know, it makes all the world a difference.
Exactly.
Being a little kindness goes a long way.
That's a long way. And sometimes when we get frustrated, if you just close your eyes for a moment and just take a breath, take a deep breath in and then let it out.
Yeah.
You know what? It just brings you grounded. It brings you right back to your center. And it just says, okay, let me rephrase this. Let me see how else I can explain it to the employee. And you know what? There's the compassion. There's the love. There is the light in the moment, because None of us walk in each other's shoes, and none of us know what each other's through behind closed doors.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Where did you learn to do this technique, like true breath? You studied in all different areas, didn't you? Different countries, different styles?
I have. I have a master's degree in metaphysics. I'm also an empath, which I've had to learn to work with energy because I have been affected with energy my whole life, even before I knew I was an empath. And it is important for someone who's highly sensitive to energy like I am to learn how to ground themselves, learn how to breathe, learn how to bring yourself back to a center. Many years ago, because in the home I grew up in, I dealt with anxiety and depression. And one day, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and described the reason for depression. And the description why we go through depression is, it's God's way of knocking on our door and letting us know that there is something within us that needs to be shifted and changed that no longer serves us, and it needs to be released. Now, I understand that there are people who have depression worse than others. And, you know, you have to talk to your doctor about, you know, if it's best for you to take some medication. But to learn how to be strong and to learn certain life skills on how to manage those emotions and that energy is key to living a fulfilled life, a life where you are operating lighter and freer and freer and lighter. So that you can be happier, so that you can live in a state of joy and bliss. And isn't that what we want, not only for ourselves, but for each other?
Yeah, yeah. I learned that. I had the blessing of going to Deepak Chopra Center in Carlsbad, mm-hmm. California. And boy, he's a big one on breathing and meditating and changing your way of thinking. He called it stinking thinking. and he's absolutely right. That, you know, I have depression. There are days I don't get sad, but there are days I can't get out of bed for 2 or 3 days. I just feel like I'm so tired. I can't move. I can't think. I can't talk. Just to go to the bathroom is a struggle. You know, and I have to constantly try to talk myself out of that, you know, then start thinking of the good things, you know, hey, what I could do if I'm not laying in this bed. And it's tough work. It's tough work. And it takes a lot. But I did
but,
take.
You know, some if you show up, if you show up and you just do the work.
Yeah.
The rest into place.
Yeah. I find if I get up and do something fun or I call one of my funny friends, that's my favorite thing. I call one of my funny friends and go help. I'm losing it. Make me laugh. Like you said, our tribe is everything.
Right.
They always pull me out of it. Yeah. Now you're doing a woman's tour, aren't you? Or some kind of.
Yes, I'm working on putting a retreat together. It will either be in India or in Thailand. And the workshop is called In My Mother's Eyes.
Oh, I love that.
So many women are broken because of their mothers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The friction and the battling and the competing and the backstabbing and the gossiping. And, you know, I'm sure you've been around a lot of women. You know how women can be a lot of times their own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah.
And we all have to stop that, you know. It doesn't serve anybody to break another woman.
No.
And so the workshop is to help take women into a healing space where we are all as women holding space for each other and helping each other heal that mother wound and be able to unlock the keys to moving forward and to move onward and upward as we travel through this life.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend now who is in her 70s, and she's still going through therapy because of her mother. You know, bless her heart. Plays such an important part on who we are. That's our first approval, our mother. You know, that's the one who rescues us when we cry, when we're little, feeds us when we're hungry, soothes all of our boo-boos, you know, and then when she doesn't continue to just adore us and tell us how great we are and just cut us down, that's tough.
Right.
You live your whole life with that, you know.
I know I didn't have a mother like that. I don't know what kind of mother you had, but it's been a lifelong process of building and putting this together from my own experiences of healing and doing the work and going within to step out of that mother wound that did not serve her nor me, so that I could show up and be the mother that my son needed in his life. And I am forever grateful for all the life lessons that God gave me, for all the books of all those individuals that came before me that wrote, that helped me with learning and growing and building my self-esteem and building confidence and moving into a place of feeling great about yourself. Yeah. And that's key.
Oh, it so much is. It is. My mother was an alcoholic. My brother died when he was 10, and my mother went straight into the bottle. But one thing she always did, Joanne, was always told me how wonderful I was, how I could do anything and everything. As many things that happened to me because of her drinking and not paying attention and things, I had a pretty tumultuous childhood. She still, in her worst alcoholic state, never struck one of us children, never talked bad to us, never. Wow. So I thank you, Mom, for that now. For her.
Well, you were lucky you got something positive out of it. I didn't have that.
Well, I'm blessed, Joanne. I'm very much blessed. Good. You know, someone asked me recently, how did I go through all the things I've gone through and still have such faith in God and such joy, you know, in my heart, in such peace. And I said, I look at the things that God has allowed me to go through, some of those tragedies, as a circle, let's say, about this big. But I look at the blessings he's given me. It's infinite. I can't even begin to measure it. So I choose to look at the blessings and to bring as much good as I can out of my experiences. And I'm seeing that today, helping other women. They talk to me all the time about how they relate to my abusive relationships and the loss of my child, my addiction. So I thank God for those challenges in my life. And I know you do too.
Yes, for sure. We wouldn't be the women, strong women we are today, if we hadn't had gone through those challenges. And, you know, I always tell people, don't tell me what you don't want. Tell me what you do want. Yeah. Because when you tell me what you don't want, you manifest and create more of what you don't want. Talk about what you do want. Talk about the dreams, the hopes, all those things that you have as a child. You know, it's how I also teach women how to manifest.
Yeah, we forget that. You know, I'm never going to lose that little girl inside of me. I celebrate her as much as possible. You know, and we forget that sometimes. We focus
on
it.
And you have to balance, and you have to work with that child. That's how you heal the inner child, because you have to work with the inner child and the adult self, and they have to work in balance and harmony together in order to move forward.
And that's what you do, my dear. That's what you
do.
You are definitely changing lives and making a difference, and you're a blessing, Joanne.
Thank you
so much for coming on the show and for what you're doing. And before I forget, if somebody wants to get you in their office to straighten out their staff and their management, how can they get a hold of you?
They can, if they'd like to go on my website, it is www.breathofenergiahealing.com, and the email is breathofenergyahealing@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much.
The phone number's on the website too, that they can reach me. And I work with people online, and I work with people in person, and let's just get together and help get ourselves healed, and so we can move onward and upward in this life.
That's right. I'll be calling you real soon. I realize I need a whole lot of healing.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to work with you if you're ready to step up and do it.
Girl, I'm always ready to step up. I'm a stepping right. machine. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. We got to step up. Yes. Stepping down is no fun. I've done that.
Step up and show up.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. And
Thank you for having me.
Will you come on again with us and talk some more about it?
I would absolutely love to. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, one more thing before we leave. You know my wonderful, amazing, do everything producer, Victoria Smith. How did you meet her and how did you team up with this amazing woman?
Years ago, I was searching for someone to help me do my website and, do marketing. I'm not the best person to self-promote. That's just not who I am. I do what I do best. But when it comes to promoting, that's just not my character.
It's hard.
I'm a little bit more of a humble type of person. So, it's like when you're ready, the teacher arrives, and that's pretty much what happened. I was searching and she popped up on a new social media platform thing that I was checking out, and we've been friends and soul sisters ever since.
Yeah, she's amazing, isn't she? She's teaching me all about this podcasting thing, and I love
and
her.
Also one other thing, on the website there are two meditations that people can go on and click purchase to kind of bring them back to a center, as well as there's one of them that's being shown.
Beautiful.
And there's the other one. And then I did a book that's just on Kindle called Finding Your Flow Through Your Chakras. And there's some good information in there on certain foods that will, if you eat those foods, fresh and wholesome foods, they will get you grounded and help you on your path. So that's on Amazon as well. So anyway, just a little plug.
Oh, I'm glad you did, because I should have. Yeah.
And there's also some free blogs on the website as well. People can click on and read that I've written.
Wow. Amazing. You're amazing. Keep going on and keep being incredible, amazing you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, sweetheart. God love you. I know he does.
Our paths will cross again.
Oh, yes.